It's Monday, August the 11th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. Landless People's Movement Windhoek councillor Shade Kavangas condemned the City of Windhoek Council chairperson for rejecting motions without valid reasons, saying it breaches council rules and weakens transparency and accountability on important public issues.
The City of Windhoek cannot be run through secrecy, arrogance and selective accountability. As councillors, we are accountable to the residents who elected us, and we are obligated to ensure transparency, fairness and the prioritization of development for the benefit of all. My call remains for open governance, due process and respect for council as the highest decision-making body of the municipality. I so submit. Thank you.
Following the launch of the National Development Plan 6, the Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform Ministry aims to boost agriculture in the Zambezi region. According to News on One's Terence Mukasa, Deputy Minister Ruth Maseke underpins that NDP 6 covers development initiatives across all regions.
Maseke told stakeholders that a hub has been allocated to the region, with feasibility studies having commenced. Chief Executive Officer of the Namibian Agroeconomic Board, Fidelis Mwazi, stated that the engagement strategy seeks to create crop value awareness amongst other identified issues.
Find the latest News on One bulletin for One Africa TV on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. Watch it on GoTV 24, DSTV 284 or stream it for free live on oneafrica.tv. The Independent Patriots for Change accused SWAPO of orchestrating a campaign this past weekend to destabilize Walvis Bay municipality ahead of the November elections, labeling it a power grab. IPC spokesperson Emmanuel Nashinge, meanwhile, praised the IPC party president Panduleni Itula's recent meetings with Erongo and Swakopmund leadership to motivate members for election preparations.
This exercise from the president and his office will continue during this period in all 14 regions and 21 constituencies as part of his responsibilities as president of the IPC and the official opposition political party in the Republic of Namibia. And this is nothing new. This is what he has always been doing since day one, before even the IPC was born.
In South Africa, Gauteng Premier Panyasa Lesufi says the provincial government will no longer rely on tenders. Lesufi announced a new phase of the Nasi Ispani program aimed at training people to perform work currently outsourced through tenders. He says the initiative will create jobs, build skills and keep resources within the province while reducing corruption risks.
We've spoken to our technical schools. When school closes, they must go to colleges. I will pay them to be taught. Government will no longer go on a tender. And that's how you create jobs, and no one will stop me. Let those tenderers confront me.
To North America, where the U.S. President Donald Trump demanded that homeless people move out of Washington, D.C. And according to BBC, he's promising a plan to make the city safer and more beautiful than it ever was before. While Trump emphasized relocating the homeless away from the capital and signed an order easing their arrest, Mayor Muriel Bowser rejected claims of a crime surge and pushed back against the White House's comparison of Washington to Baghdad. The move allows Trump's recent deployment of federal law enforcement officers onto the city streets to address public safety concerns. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.